It's been a long weekend.
It has, my boy. It has.
Well, what I want to talk about and some neat history that something that I thought I knew it all doing civil rights work and all, and I learned some more. One of the things that was pointed out in some articles, and regretfully I can't pull this article up and copy and paste it to you.
I'm going to keep trying. So you.
We're to keep trying. I'm thinking it may be overwhelmed because the source that I got it from, which is group Wipeout Homophobia, has reposted it twice with two different addresses, and it keeps getting overwhelmed.
Okay, now everybody's got freaking coffee cups. How you get the freaking coffee cups?
Even Slave Wayne and Boy Alex, they better tell you how to get
Slave Wayne, you do not want to piss me off, boy.
Well, I think maybe I'm going to find myself a nice little coffee cup.
But anyway.
I look there, it's not there.
Anyway, the story goes back to the time of the Nazis and Adolf Hitler. And why I guess it came up today and was published today is because today is official Holocaust Remembrance Day, where a day's been set aside to remember the evils that a group can do. I mean, I was going to say a man, but it was more than a man. It was a whole Nazi party can do, and how many people they can kill and how ruthless they can be. And someone pointed out, and just remember one thing, did you know...
They're showing you how to do it, aren't they?
Everything.
Those
wow. Did you know everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal because his government passed the laws to make all those things legal? It wasn't like he was breaking the law. I mean, that's a scary part to think, but it really
was. He
was
the law.
He was the
a fucking dictator.
But he still had a group of people, a parliament or whatever, that passed his laws that he wanted, and he abided by them to that point.
Well, yeah, you know what?
It's pretty crazy.
Once he got into power, though, that was it. I really think that he surrounded himself with just some real fucked up people.
But anyway, this article was basically talking about the gay Holocaust, because it turns out there were thousands of – it talked mainly about men, but I'm sure there were women as well that were determined by the SS that they were gay, and they were actually arrested, imprisoned, and they were actually marked as being gay.
And they had their own concentration camps.
And they had their own, and they were also in other concentration camps.
Is that
as well.
Where the bathhouses started?
Well, no.
Well, if you see some of the pictures in there, you wouldn't say that.
No, you
would
not say that.
I'm just trying to.
But they did open up like separate concentration camps for them, and they did separate medical experiments on them because they knew they were gay. They castrated a lot of them. They ultimately killed a lot of them. But they also had them all marked, and the way that they marked them, and I can't remember all the different symbols because it wasn't just for the gays they did that. But
they
if
had
you
the,
were classified
the Jewish
as
one,
gay,
the gay one, was the, and that's where we got what?
The gay one, next to their number on their shirt, where they were given the number, was a triangle. And the gay ones, it was a pink upside-down triangle.
Wow,
And then later, that's where that came from. I never knew that as well. They also had, of course, the Star of David, which everyone knows, of course, signified that you were Jewish. They had, I forget what the other one, there was a red triangle meant you were a murderer or something, but it was all...
Possibly a criminal?
Or some type of criminal, but it was all specified by these different triangles or symbols that were put on these... So they knew in these camps who you were, what you were. But we had the pink triangle, and that's where that started. And what's kind of neat what happened is it wasn't until... What is so funny, Master? You look like you're going to piss yourself.
No, I don't want to keep talking. I'll...
What did I miss? It must be something in the chat room.
No. What happened? Do you remember that one video that we watched of the two guy experienced labral contractions?
Yes.
Daryl turns and all he says is, why do I think of Sir Noel for some reason?
But anyway,
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt because I know that
that's
you're
okay. But that's pretty good. But anyway, it wasn't until like 2009 before they were even recognized that this group actually existed at one time, were discriminated against. And I didn't really, in reading the article, it was pretty bizarre. Because these war criminals were put in, they were considered war criminals. All these men and women that were put in these camps and put in prisons during the Nazi movement in the German nation, they all had to be legally pardoned. basically. Because if they weren't pardoned from those crimes would affect them their whole life. Wow. No different than, like, if you in the United States, for instance, have a DWI, that crime's going to be there the rest of their life. They're never going to let you into Canada. I mean, you're done. You can't get a passport. You're not going to be let across. You can get a passport.
I'm going to just drop a link in. It's of a picture of similar to what it is. And maybe we can use that link to get to the actual site eventually.
But anyway, they were all given pardons. Well, these group, and not only were they given pardons, the groups that were discriminated against in illegal crimes, they were also given money because that was part of the deal. There were funds there, and they were paid for their what had happened to them.
Okay.
That did not happen to any of these group of men until 2012.
So
before they were even recognized that they were discriminated against and improperly treated by the Nazi Party because they were gay.
Yes. And by then they're.
By then, a lot of them were dead.
Majority
of them were, but their families could actually apply, and they had like 1 year to apply, and they could actually get money for the hardships that were caused.
So January 27th is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. That's why kind of we're talking about this.
Yes, but they weren't even recognized, and now there is actually a gay Holocaust remembrance area in Germany as well, and it's been recognized that that was a problem.
But here you go again. It just shows how all nation and all people are all intertwined.
Yes.
You know, for so many years we just thought, look, that happened to the poor Jewish people.
No, it didn't.
No, it happened to human beings, who some of them happened to be gay people.
And if anybody follows Adolf Hitler, basically if you weren't what he thought was the Aryan race, you were going to be extinguished. I mean, that was his ultimate goal. I mean, so it wasn't just the Jewish people that he put in concentration camps. He put tons of Polish people. He put... Again, the gay people, anybody that would be a challenge to what he thought was his ultimate Aryan race goal in the new Germany, which was going to be world domination and take over all of us. But
yes, I'm going to actually share. Why can't I share this picture? That's odd.
It's bizarre, isn't it? This is just getting all, I think.
Well,
I don't know.
Joseph's got it on his. JJ does. Elizabeth does.
Okay.
I mean, I see it. I'm just having difficulties. I had to actually pop the link and I couldn't share to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people are fucked up enough. They're probably maybe trying to jerk around with it. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. And I just tried to click on the link you put in there and it just totally bounced me right out of the whole site.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Let me go have a look at it.
And go try.
Yeah, it shut me right down out of the chat room and all. But I think what's neat is the times are changing because there's a case, you know, where nobody had recognized that these people had been discriminated against forever, and now it's happening. So I think what's happening not only in the U.S. and in Canada, it's starting to happen all over the world, you know, and it's getting to the point where we don't have to be afraid to be who we are. We don't have to be afraid to be ourselves. Not that it's over totally. Look at Uganda. There it's still illegal. You can still be killed if you're gay. You know, they put the ring of fire. They'll put an old tire around your neck, tie you against a post, fill it with gasoline, and light you on fire and burn you if they suspect you're gay or lesbian. And it's legal. They can get away with that. So... there's still a long fight to go worldwide.
There is, but I think, too, a lot of people are scared and realize that, well, no, it's I cannot do it. Me alone cannot do it. And it's amazing by one person writing a letter to your state officer or, you know, your government officials or voting, you know, going to a meeting or
hello,
whatever.
Hello, voting, example, Ford.
Yeah.
I still want to ask you, you spent a lot of time there. How did the gay and lesbian community blow it so bad to allow
it
him
wasn't
to be
us.
Elected?
We did not vote. Like, Toronto, downtown core Toronto, did not elect this mayor. It's the outside core, the other area on the outside of the downtown core, the conservative ones, who... do not get the real picture how this
but
individual...
But do you think possibly, and I've had some say, that the gay and lesbian community kind of was had fallen asleep on the issue? They just didn't think he could didn't think he'd ever make it. You're the guy, he'll never get elected. He's a putz.
No, we...
And he, like, surprised everybody.
The gay community, when Mayor Ford got elected, was one of the highest turnout in a long time because we had, two very big representatives that were for gay rights and gay issues.
Two other ones,
that's a male and a female.
Well, that's why I got it. They split the vote.
But what happened, it was the outskirt, the conservative ones, who were terrified.
But because the liberals had two of them, they split the vote. We've had situations happen down there in the U.S. where that'll happen. You have two good people and one bad running against basically one bad person. The two good people split their vote of like liberals.
Yeah, exactly.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game. It becomes a percentage, and maybe that's what happened. But we still got to take a stand. But it's more important as individuals. I mean, we represent. When we're in the BDSM community, I thought about this a little bit last night and all. We don't just, like when we're in an event like that, we don't just represent ourselves. We kind of represent the whole fetish community in a way. And I noticed it was really great to see it last night. The fetish community kind of looks after each other in that same way. You know, because they know if we're at an event like, say, happened last night, and let's say... What's that?
Nothing. I'm just getting my rant ready.
Let's say somebody was back on the cross and they got hurt to the point where we had to call an ambulance.
Yes.
And then that made it to a news report. The Envy Fetish Kink Night man had to be taken to area hospital for lacerations and this. I think all of us in the fetish community know that that would make us all look bad. So we kind of watch out for it. We watch out for each other, and I think that's really a good thing. I think I really saw that at Forbidden.
I totally agree with you, but I think it's deeper than that. I think that the people there actually care for each other.
And that we care for each other, too.
You know, it's not that they're so much worried about, you know, getting in trouble with the law or having something happen. I think they just generally care.
But like at Forbidden in the play tent, I mean – even though you have dungeon masters there, DMs there, I noticed, you know, the DMs most of the time, because I was there and working and all the time, I was in and out of that thing all the time, they really didn't have to do too much because the individuals are watching out for the individuals. And if they see somebody going across where they might harm somebody, they're not afraid
to say something
in the right way and very quietly, not break the scene. But a little tap on the shoulder and like...
And a left hook to the throat.
Well, if that doesn't work, then it's a left hook.
That's knee.
But anyway, it was great to see that. But the more we can be open and honest, the more people realize we're all okay. And we can get more rights and we don't have to worry about hiding.
And the point is, we don't care if you don't think that we are okay. Because we know we are.
Yep.
That's what it's
about.
And
we're all freaks in some way or another.
And on that, we'll be back.
Okay, the music.